Mixed Mornings with Kyle, Brian, and Sarah is brought to you by Sunrise Dental. Visit any of Sunrise Dental's four area locations or go to visitsunrise.com.
Kyle, Brian, and Sarah on Mix 101.5. Welcome back on this Palindrome Wednesday. I'm like the weird person that loves like the numbers when things like this happen, when it's 4/24/24. Oh my goodness.
You must love Hannah's.
Oh, that's funny too. What is it? I know it's palindrome for numbers and what? Pantagrams, I think, for names like that. It's two different things.
I didn't realize
that. All right, either way, so when did you have a parent fail? Or that just kind of that bless your heart moment? Sarah told us last week her epic story of thinking her event was last week and she drove to Durham for said event, but
is that event today?
It's actually this week. Right?
Yes, and I can't go because I have interviews for my podcast today. So, but yes, it's tomorrow.
Regardless, this is what we're going for here. I bring it up because this is my favorite headline of the week so far. Check this out and tell us if you can relate to this 100%. All right. A mom invited all 487 of her phone contacts to her kid's birthday party.
Oh.
Actually, after she accidentally sent out an evite for her kid's first birthday to all of her contacts.
I just made an Evite for my daughter's first birthday party.
It gets better.
And on Evite, it says import contacts. And I thought it meant import to select through. No, it imported all 487 of my contacts and invited them to this birthday party. Not only did it invite my boss, all of my coworkers, all of the people that have ever been stored in my phone, but it sent an invitation based off of how they're stored in my phone. And I want you to just take a second and think about everyone stored in your phone and how they're stored in your phone. Derek Irol, he received an invitation. Jess hit her car in parking lot.
We all have people saved like that in our phone, where it's like you connect them to the moment and how you met them or the person.
Yeah, so that you
don't know their last name, but I don't know. For example, Boxcar Brian. Oh, yeah, I met this dude at Boxcar.
Yeah, of course.
K. And
oh, my God.
The I-roll guy is great.
Derek I-roll and Jess, hit her car in parking lot. Yes.
That is my favorite one.
That is fabulous.
So now I don't know if this conversation is... Maybe it's two different things. You can answer however you'd like. It's early in the morning, 6:24. Maybe it's the bless your heart moment of when you definitely got it way wrong. Or, part of this too, as I hear it this time around.
No,
it's,
I just want to know the funny context.
The funny context.
That's all I care about.
The funny context you have in your phone.
Sarah King.
I have one in my phone that you gave me.
What did I do?
You first got here, I asked for your wife's phone number and you sent it to me as a share and it's in there as K Booty.
Oh, yeah.
Her last name, her maiden name is Butt, so yes.
And so it was K Booty, so I've never changed it, so she's K Booty in my phone.
Mm-hmm. Still K Booty.
You know, this one is not as funny, but Jared from Two Roosters, obvious one for him. He's the owner of Two Roosters. It's just Jared Two Roosters. Like I said, not as funny as Derek Irol or Jess hit her car in parking lot. But God bless this mom sending all of her contacts a birthday invite to her daughter's first birthday party.
See, as a millennial that was dating in 2012, 2013, 2014.
Oh, I can only imagine.
I have so many in here that are Carly Tinder, Danielle Tinder, Jessica Tinder, Trish Tinder.
All right, we got Lisa with us right now. Good morning, Lisa. What was that funny contact? What is that funny contact that you have saved?
So when you said about the funny contacts, so my mom would say stuff like, it's going to be cold out. Are you going to put a jacket on your kid? Nah, I thought I'd let him just go out like that. So her name on my phone was Cracky.
And
so... Craggy, like you're crazy. And so she called one day, but not only that, her ringtone was Adam Sandler. Somebody kill me, please.
Oh, and my God. So,
When
I was in a meeting, she called and somebody thought it was a drug dealer.
Oh, my God. Everything about that story is amazing.
Yes. So I just thought I'd let you guys
Who's
know.
Who's calling you, Cracky? What?
Cracky, your drug dealer who
Somebody
makes you want to die.
Please.
That is great.
Every time she called.
Oh, that is good.
Did you explain it, though? Did you explain, no, that's not my drug dealer. That's just my mother.
Who's also a drug dealer.
I said, no, that's my mom. And then the shock face across everybody. And
gotcha.
Keep in mind, I worked at a law firm at that time.
Oh, it's the best. It's the best. What a story.
Awesome. You're great.
Well, you guys have a great day.
You too.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Bored with your current job? Looking for a new career? With better pay and better conditions? Sunrise Dental may have just what you're looking for with their Sunrise School of Dental Assisting. Trained to be a dental assistant in only 13 weeks of 2 evening classes per week. Classes take place at a Raleigh dental office and are taught by experienced professionals. Open to anyone who has graduated from high school or above. Apply today and receive $300 off tuition. Go to sunriseschoolofdentalassisting.com.